Good morning. I'm Secretary of State Trey Hargett. Today is Monday, May 15, 2017. Today we'll be discussing the first quarter of 2017 outlined in the Tennessee Quarterly Business and Economic Indicators Report. The report is published through a partnership between my office and Dr. William F. Fox at the University of Tennessee. The report offers a snapshot of the state's economy based on business data from the Division of Business Services. Let me begin by saying data this quarter indicates a few different things. A robust start to 2017 with no signs of slowing down, even as we've seen the state's economy grow quarter after quarter. There were 10,372 new entity filings in the first quarter of 2017. That's up 8.7% from the same time last year. We're also seeing continued growth in initial filings in the four metro counties, specifically in Hamilton County, with a 32% year-over-year increase. We'll take questions shortly. I'll now turn it over to Dr. Fox.
Mr. Secretary, thank you very much. Let me reiterate the Secretary's point that new filings were up very robustly, 8.7% growth by comparison with the year before. And indeed, when one puts this together with what's happened to disillusions, we're still ending out with more than 5% increase in active firms operating in Tennessee compared with a year ago. So it continues to signal a very healthy Tennessee economy. As the Secretary noted, Hamilton County showing the fastest growth among the big four counties, and indeed the big four counties overall exhibiting very fast growth. But I'll note that the Cleveland area also is doing very well in terms of the economy. So the Chattanooga, Cleveland area showing very good growth. Also, of course, the Nashville area continuing to do well. All of this is consistent with the continued strong growth in employment that we're seeing across Tennessee. Most recent data signaling 2.2% increase in employment, comparing with the national 1.6%. And so we outpace the nation month after month after month. The best growth in construction, which we're finally seeing growing at fast paces, but also leisure and hospitality and financial and professional services showing good growth. So what the data from Secretary of State's office shows is continued growth and signaling, giving the leading indicator that it serves as, signaling continuing growth throughout this next year with Tennessee already outpacing the nation.
Okay, we can open things up for questions.
This is Dave Lusser in Chattanooga. You mentioned you're outpacing the nation by employment growth. Is there an indicator of how business starts at 5% overall business growth or 8.7% of new filings, how that would compare with the U.S. as a whole?
We don't have data that parallels that exactly, Dave, that allows us to compare with the U.S. as a whole. And so we're really more comparing Tennessee against itself and its own history. And we've now had 22 consecutive quarters of growth, and with rates as fast as 8.7, are really very, very sound on long-term historical standards in Tennessee. And so we do see it as evidence of good growth. We're unfortunately not able to compare Tennessee on that basis with the rest of the country, but things like personal income and employment, where we can compare, and also tax revenues, we've been outpacing the nation consistently over the last several years.
What are some of the reasons why? I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say same question. Perhaps what's behind that, or what? Why are we seeing that?
Well, if we look sector by sector, first of all, what we see is as I noted, the construction sector, a lot of new building going on in Tennessee. We know that those of you from the Nashville area that there is a lot around Nashville, but every part of the state is seeing sound increases in construction. Leisure and hospitality is growing very fast. This, of course, it represents a lot of tourism, going out to eat, but also arts and entertainment more broadly. And so as a situs for tourism, Tennessee continues to do very well, in addition to the rest of us living here, going out quite a bit. But also professional and business services. And so, again, what we're seeing in Tennessee is the continued movement towards a strong service economy. having said that, you know, even manufacturing was up 1.6% in employment. And so, you know, you look at it, every sector of the Tennessee economy is growing strongly. We have two regions of the state, the broadly defined Middle Tennessee area around Nashville and the Cleveland, Chattanooga area, where we're seeing very robust growth. Put it together, it gives Tennessee a healthy economy. And it, Dave, as you know, things like initially VW, Walker in the Cleveland area, Amazon in the middle of the state and also in the Chattanooga area are some of the factors that we see specifically leading to the growth.
And I think I heard another question.
Yeah, this is Jamie McGee at the Tennessean. I've got two questions. One, are you seeing any sectors where it's harder to fill positions? We're seeing a lot of growth in construction. Are we able to fill the jobs that are needed? And secondly, what is your outlook going forward? Do you think we'll see this momentum continue?
Well, in terms of the ability to fill the positions, this is mostly based on anecdotal evidence as I talk to business leaders around the state, and I continue to hear from them that it is a challenge to find skilled workers. And I hear it in the construction sector as well from builders. And not only do they moan about their ability to find workers today, but they're particularly concerned about the next 6-8 years as a number of the construction workers are nearing retirement age, that they expect an ongoing challenge. This is why it's so important for Tennessee to continue its efforts like Drive to 55 that are focused on helping us improve our labor force. Simply the economy and our employers need it. And so our ability to maintain this kind of employment growth is a challenge unless we can continue expanding the labor force and its quality. In terms of the continued growth, as I noted, the new entity filing data is a good leading indicator for Tennessee's economy, and it signals a growth throughout this year, and that's certainly what we expect. There's nothing in the data that we see to suggest any slowdown in either the Tennessee or the U.S. economy over the next year to 18 months.
Dr. Fox, it's Trey, not to put you on the spot, but you know, as I have visited a lot of business leaders, I also hear about the need for information technology people. And I think we see a lot of people are moving into that field, but not nearly at the pace that a lot of our industries need them at. Are you hearing the same thing?
I am hearing the same thing, Mr. Secretary. I agree. That's another place in which we simply have to put out more people. You know, I'm sitting at a university, and so I've commented from our side. You know, in some ways we know where these workers are needed, but in the end, it's students who decide what they're going to major in.
That's right.
You know, we don't tell them you have to major in this. And so as a state, from both an information side and also, from encouraging our own children and the media doing it, we need to make sure that students are aware of the kind of jobs that are available and that are going without being easily filled right now, because we simply need to put out more students, as you noted, Mr. Secretary, in information processing and a number of other sectors as well.
All right, great. Well, thank you for participating today. Again, we'll post this online shortly with the report. And if you need anything else, please give us a call.